After 31 years guiding the University Galleries, the director is heading into retirement. Barry Blinderman made the leap from the New York art scene to Illinois State University in the 80s, and in the years that followed, he made bold moves as a curator and helped to create a cultural bridge between the university and the Bloomington Normal community. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
From skyscraper canyons to open prairie, Barry Blinderman left the ultimate urban landscape in New York City to work under the forever sky of central Illinois, where his creative vision changed the artistic landscape of his new home. In 1987, Blinderman was director of a private gallery in New York City when the desire for more, a chance to publish and to teach, brought him to Illinois State University as director of the University Galleries. And while he was excited for the new opportunity, the change was a bit of a shock to his system.
I was flabbergasted just landing with a puddle jumper in Peoria and going through frozen soybean fields and thinking, oh no, what have I done? My New York friends are right. This is a wilderness out here. I can't possibly survive. Well, at least if it had been a wilderness and not farmland, maybe it would have been better. But
the farmland freaked you out.
Just the flatness and the desolation of the winter definitely put a damper on my enthusiasm.
And how long did that last?
Well, I kept the lease on my New York apartment for a year, I'll tell you that. What was amazing was the freedom and the support that I got from the School of Art, from the College of Fine Arts, from the university, from the president. I felt like we were able to accomplish whatever we wanted. And I say we, it's myself and a guard and a grad student at first. I immediately applied for grants, and I was scared. I said, like, I've never applied for a grant before. How is this going to work? And I applied for a National Endowment grant, and we got it. And we got the next, and the one after that, and probably got about six in a row. This jump-started our publications program. And then once we had publications, we could sell publications. And that raised money for exhibitions. And then the exhibitions began to travel to other museums and galleries, which raised more money. So pretty soon, the fact that we were given so little money to fund the gallery's exhibition program was irrelevant because we were making our own money. I think I had a pretty good business model going.
What are some of the favorite shows that you've had here over the years?
I think the last real humdinger that I did was the Walter Robinson exhibition. Before that, the UFO show, other shows, the post-hypnotic exhibition that had to do with optical illusions in contemporary work. That one ended up traveling to Chicago and Texas, and that went to Atlanta and many other places. And then there are the ones that everybody mentions. I joke that, Grant Wood, in terms of most people, did one painting, right? The American Gothic, the guy with the pitchfork and his wife. And I think sometimes my American Gothic is the David Voinarovich exhibition. Because no matter where you are, people say, oh yeah, Barry Blinderman, he did the Voinarovich exhibition. You know what? If I'm going to be known for something, I'll take it. That's a great thing to be known for.
As director of the gallery, you have an eye for art and for artists. How do you know where to shine the light in the art world? How do you spot the talent you know will go far and impact many?
Well, you know, I think that most curators would probably agree with me that it's largely intuitive. There's no formula. You can't hold a meter, a galvanometer or a radiation meter up to an artwork and where it will tell you that, yes, this is the kind of thing you should show. I think everybody has that kind of meter built into their head. If you looked through the many shows that I've organized over time, there's a lot of variety. I haven't stuck to figurative or abstract or conceptual or video or photography or painting. There's a mix. But I think I've always been attracted to works that have multi-layered meanings that go beyond the first shot, the kind of impact that knocks you off your feet. I like that. And so I like very strong images. Some of the exhibitions I've done have featured work that has bright colors or or other things that are flashy, and others have been more laid back and contemplative.
So a few years ago, you made the move, the galleries made the move from the ISU campus right on the quad to this new location in Uptown. And that was a big move and could be construed as kind of risky. What are your feelings about now that it's happened and you seem to be being embraced by the community here in Uptown?
It's been a wonderful development in any possible measurable way. First of all, the space is delightful. We have 20-foot ceilings and state-of-the-art LED lighting supplemented by fluorescent. When people come here, I feel that they get a sense of the importance of what is being shown. I gave the architects models of New York galleries, Chelsea galleries. I even showed them pictures of the Pompidou in Paris because I wanted exposed duct work. I wanted to give it a kind of industrial look that would be quiet. It's all shades of gray, and that would allow the work to really, to quote your term, shine. At first, when the dean told me about this opportunity, I was really scared because at the time, we thought we were getting a new CVA. And I thought, well, I want to stick around here with my cohort. If we move, maybe they won't even come out here. And it turned out to be incredible. Our attendance has gone up. People can come right off the train. Some people think this is the train station. They come in with their suitcases. Artists are more likely to come down from Chicago now because they can just take the train for the day, walk 100 yards, and they're in the gallery. I can't tell you how pleasant it is to work here. Every afternoon, I thank my lucky stars for being able to look out the windows facing west. In my view is the Waterson Towers and watch the sunset. It's extraordinary. It's the best place to work, and my staff and I feel very lucky to be here.
And yet you're retiring. Why so?
Well, it was hard to give up, I'll tell you. I really wanted to leave at the top of my game, and you never know. I had often thought, well, there could be something worse than just working till you die on this job. But I really did a lot of thinking, but I have to say I was scared. Really scared to find out who I was when I wasn't wearing the director's hat. And I booted myself out. I really kicked myself out. I was certain that I probably had made a horrible mistake and was thinking about going back and taking it back for about a day or so. Then over the period of, it was just March, over the period of about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it started settling in that, hey, I'm an adventurous soul. I'm not going to sit around drinking beer and eating Keebler cookies and binge-watching TV.
That's my retirement plan. Hey, don't knock it.
I'm going to do that for a couple of years. But after that, I got plans. Today I was looking on the internet about Costa Rica because everybody's making such a big fuss about that. I want to, I'm not moving. This will be my home base for now. But I definitely want to escape the winter. If I'm bored, I'm sure I can find something to do.
How about music? You're a man who loves to make music.
Well, I will be doing that. Thank you. I have a lot of songs that I've written through the years that I've not recorded yet. So I want to start probably with the ones that I have. But meanwhile, I think that given the time and energy, I'll have the inspiration to write new material. And there are a lot of musicians around here that I'd like to collaborate with. I have friends in other places. It's real easy to collaborate these days. You just send files back and forth on Dropbox. So I don't know if I'll want to perform, but I definitely want to record. I want to write and record music. I've gotten a lot of satisfaction out of that. I do want to put a plug in for my incredible staff here, Kendra Pates and Jason Judd and Gabe Johnson. I think that the gallery is in really exciting and talented and capable hands. I think they're doing an extraordinary job.
That's Barry Blinderman, director of the University Galleries in Uptown Normal. He's retiring on June 30th after 31 years on the job. His one regret is leaving behind the students he enjoyed mentoring. I'm Laura Kennedy.